Joining us on the line right now is New England Patriots defensive lineman Trey Flowers. Hey, Trey, how you doing? We're doing great, thank you. Congratulations on the win yesterday. I'm curious whether you guys listen. Do you hear everybody talking about Bosa and Ingram and how great they are on defense? Do the defensive linemen on the Patriots take a we'll show you what we got attitude when you go into that game?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, it's a lot of great teams in the league as far as defensive line and things like that. So, you know, they might get a little bit more praise or a little bit more recognition, but, you know, one of the things we understand is all the guys in the locker room are just able to, you know, make a play at any given moment. So we got confidence in those guys. And so it's nothing that, necessarily surprise us or nothing that, you know, kind of make us have to prove anybody else, you know, what we got. We already know what we got. And, you know, it's more of just a team thing. I understand that, you know, it's going to take all of us. So.
Now, you got absolutely screwed on one play. You were called for a penalty. You should have had your second sack of the game. It looked like you got kind of pushed into Rivers, and you tackled him, you know, below the waist. But what did the refs tell you on that play?
Yeah, I guess just that, you know, I guess they didn't see it as I was pushed into him, because that's what I was trying to argue, that, you know, I pushed me in the back, but I guess they didn't see it that I was pushed down. I guess they thought I aimed low and hit him low, and, you know, as I watched it, yeah, I hit him, you know, I hit him kind of low, but I didn't feel it was as far as like a blow to the leg. I more so just kind of grabbed him and made sure that, you know, I didn't just hit his knee and that's it. I kind of hit him above and like right in the thigh area. But, you know, it's just one of those calls you just got to live with. And, you know, they saw it how they saw it. And, you know, we got to keep playing. So.
There has been a lot of talk about Philip Rivers and trash talking. He does it in a clean way. He doesn't swear or anything like that. Was he doing a lot of talking to you guys yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, you can see he was doing a lot of talking to, you know, a lot of people, the refs, you know, his players, some of our guys, but, you know, it's all a competitive sport. You know, obviously, see, he's passionate about his game. And, you know, just one of those guys that, you know, kind of, you know, show his, you know, his passion through, you know, words or whatever, however he want to show it. So,
what about Patrick Mahomes? You guys already had a chance to face him once this year. He's probably going to win the MVP. Seems like he's got one of the strongest arms. Mm-hmm. He can also run a little bit. Seems like an absolute nightmare to try to prepare to stop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's definitely a great quarterback, having an unbelievable season. And, you know, like you said, we saw him once this year, but, you know, just as anybody, you know, they continue to get better each and every week. So, definitely, you know, it's gotten better from when we saw him to now. So, you know, it's going to be a tough task, and, you know, looking forward to preparing for him and going out there and executing. So.
We hear a lot about the Patriots being able to change their offensive game plan week to week. They can change what they do, you know, on any given Sunday. Does your defensive game plan change that much week to week?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, when you first in different type of guys or, you know, different type of offenses, you obviously have to adjust and understand what are certain teams, you know, strong suits as far as, you know, if they want to attack the edge, if they want to, you know, throw the ball in the perimeter or, you know, in the middle, attack the middle, things like that. So, obviously, you got to, you know, take away, you know, what we feel that the offense is good at. So, you obviously just got to, you know, adapt to, you know, however they're trying to attack us. And you know, that's pretty much it as far as, you know, going week to week, different teams, different style of quarterback, different style of you know, offenses that you face. You got to definitely switch it up a little bit.
Now, they say it's one of the loudest stadiums. Now, obviously, when the Chiefs have the ball, they're not going to be screaming and going out of their minds. So does that affect you guys defensively too much, or is that much more of a problem for your offense?
Yeah, I don't think either. Well, not me necessarily. I don't really pay attention to the crowd or hear the crowd. But, like you said, they say it could get loud and, be definitely a playoff atmosphere as far as, this is their first time hosting the AFC Championship in a long time. So, we understand it's going to be a hostile crowd, hostile environment. And, I think it may fall a little bit more on offense, but, we'll prepare well for it and be ready for it.
Trey, we appreciate the time. As always, good luck next weekend.
All right, thank you.
Take care. That is New England Patriots defensive lineman Trey Flowers.